On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Hello, Fabian. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm excited to talk Brian De Palma films this morning. I just said to you I think I've never seen one, but you think that's probably wrong.
Yeah, well, most people have seen the first Mission Impossible, right?
Yeah, so I didn't realise that was a Brian De Palma film.
Well, he's had a very varied career, and the reason I wanted to do him this week is for the first few decades of his career, and still to this day, a lot of people compared him to Hitchcock. A lot of people said he ripped off Hitchcock. He's kind of was like the way Quentin Tarantino borrows from a lot of other people. Brian De Palma did that with a lot of Hitchcock elements. I think that everything that comes before is text, so I don't consider it to be a ripoff or anything. He just he followed in the tradition of what Hitchcock did and used a lot of similar techniques and did a lot of homage to the way Hitchcock made films. So I thought that would be an interesting follow-up to Alfred Hitchcock.
That sounds very good. We had a lot of love for the Hitchcock segment last week, so I'm excited to hear about Brian De Palma. Should we start with number five? What have you got for us?
I just will say before we go into the top five that a lot of people rag on a lot of Brian De Palma films, and a lot of them are considered turdful. A lot of them are considered great too, but I love him, and a lot of the ones that people hate are ones that I love.
Okay.
So just prepare yourself. So number five for me is Snake Eyes, starring Nicolas Cage from 1998, I believe. This is a weirder thriller, very dismissed film, but just so much fun. It was kind of the beginning of Nicolas Cage's insane period that he's still in these days. A lot of cool camera techniques, a lot of amazing filmmaking. Snake Eyes, love Snake Eyes.
Awesome.
Number four, Mission to Mars, quite possibly Brian De Palma's most widely derided film. I think it's a masterpiece. It came out in the year 2000, and very notable antecedent to films like Gravity and The Martian. A lot of stuff being done in Mission to Mars that these latter space films would do. It's undergone a little bit of a critical reappraisal, but mostly hated on as a film. Number three, I'm cheating for number three. I'm citing two films for number three, Scarface and Carlito's Way.
Why are you mashing them together?
Well, they're both crime dramas starring Al Pacino, and Carlito's Way is kind of like a spiritual sequel to Scarface. You must have seen Scarface.
I
surely
actually haven't
seen
Scarface, but I feel like I could probably still reference it from just so many of my friends who have seen it and just yell the references
all time,
out. All the
yeah,
time.
It's an all-time classic, and beloved in the hip hop community, of course. And Carlito's Way was kind of almost could have been a sequel to Scarface. If the Scarface didn't end the way it did. And both magnificent films. Scarface, sort of an all-time classic, but yeah, great films. Number two is Dressed to Kill, which is a film from the early 80s. This is probably Brian De Palma's most brazenly Hitchcock homaging film.
Right.
It's kind of a riff on Psycho. It's a sort of a psychosexual thriller, kind of messed up movie, but a lot of fun. Michael Caine, Angie Dickinson, a young Keith Gordon, and it's about a guy sort of trying to work out who killed his mother, and it's so messed up, but just so much fun at the same time.
I think that seems to be a little bit of a theme to Brian De Palma's films, is like they shouldn't work, or it shouldn't be so good because it's quite screwed up, but somehow it all kind of works really well.
Yeah, you dropped out a bit there, but I'm going to say I agree.
Good, great, glad.
And number one, it's an all-time classic. It was the first film that got him a lot of attention. It's Carrie from the 70s. Stephen King adaptation, just an absolute masterpiece. But there's so many other great Brian De Palma films. Body Double is another insanely ridiculous erotic thriller thing from the 80s, which is kind of mental but wonderful at the same time. Blow Up starring John Travolta. That was a favorite of Quentin Tarantino's.
Oh, wow.
Mission Impossible is a great film. I love every single Mission Impossible film, even the second one.
They're fun. You know, you can't go past it. They're just exactly what you want from a film that's about what Mission Impossible is about. There's a lot of love for Snake Eyes coming in. There's been quite a few Snake Eyes texts. Also, lots of love for Body Double.
I didn't hear... What were you... Sorry, you're dropping out.
Lots of love for Snake Eyes coming through.
Oh, but, good, yeah. Good. Yes. Snake Eyes, such a... That is a fun movie. Like, sometimes when people say, oh, it's just a bit of fun, it's kind of a backhanded compliment. It's like, it's a piece of shit, but I like it. I think that these films are all fun, but they're also complicated and weird. Mm-hmm. And genius at the same time.
Awesome.
He made many more Hitchcock ripoffs. Obsession's another one. Raising Kane is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Snake Eyes. You couldn't. Not a bad place to start, really. I'm going to rewatch it tonight, I think.
Fantastic. Run us through from 5 to 1 again. What have we got, Fabian? Got
Snake Eyes number 5. Mission to Mars number 4. Scarface and Carlito's Way both at number 3. Dress to Kill at number 2 and Carrie at number 1.
Primo. Thank you very much for your top 5 Brian De Palma films. I'm definitely going to have to watch one this weekend. I think it's compulsory. I'm setting myself homework there. We'll chat to you again. Chat to you again next week, Fabian. Have a lovely week and take care.
Awesome. Talk to you then. See you later.
See ya.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You certainly have.